The following is the Be Our Guest podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, October 18th, 2015. During this live show, we had lots and lots of calls, and we talked about all kinds of stuff, including the things we're missing at Walt Disney World right now. We got a couple of great international calls, and we talked about Disneyland Paris and the Ratatouille attraction, which we hope comes to Walt Disney World, or at least that technology sometime soon. We talked a lot of running with the race coming up here in a couple of weeks, the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend, and much more. I also wanted to let you know that I had the mic really hot for about the first 3 minutes of the show, but it does get better, so please hang with me for the first 3 minutes of the show. I didn't catch that. We're running the new computer and the new software tonight, and I was a little bit overwhelmed at that point, so I brought it down after about 3 minutes, so I apologize if I blew out your ears with the first minute or two of the show, so it does get better, so we will get that fixed and corrected. It does fix itself after about 3 minutes. Again, if you missed this live show and you're listening to it on the podcast feed, you can join us in November. The next Be Our Guest podcast live show will come your way on Sunday night, November 15th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Right there on Magical Mouse Radio, we'll be taking your calls and chatting away as we did on Sunday night. And it's always a lot of fun. So put it on the calendar, November 15th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there on Magical Mouse Radio. As always, we thank you so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. We know there's tons of Disney podcasts out there. And when you listen to ours, we know that that takes a lot of your time and your effort. There's many others you could listen to, and we appreciate it each and every time you download and listen to our show. So thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy today's live Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. That is the wrong track.
We're going spooky.
Oh, that's scary.
That is scary. Let me play the right song here. All righty. We are live here on Magical Mouse Radio. It's the October 2015 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday night. And let's get rolling. This is the, I think I already said that, the October show 2015. Let's get it going. We're going to be taking your calls at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And we are chatting away, and we have a great group assembled right now in our chat room. Just go to tlk.io/BOGP, or just head to BeOurGuestPodcast.com and click on the link, and you'll be there with lots of friends talking running, talking all kinds of stuff. So come on over, and we're going to get rolling. Don't forget tonight's live show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Lots going on because there are great specials for Walt Disney World for early 2016 and a little bit of December of this year, too. Also, you have the Disney Cruise Line booking for up through May of 2017. So, you want to sail, you want to go to World, whatever you want to do, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today, themagicforless.com. And Masayo is in the chat room for Japan, from Japan. We have all kinds of stars. Mike Bankhead's there, everybody. So come on over, tlk.io/BOGP. All right, let's get them introduced. We have the ladies here, Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. What's up, Ricky?
I've had a crazy weekend, but it's been good. So everything's all peachy. It's been a very fall-like weekend, but very good. So did a corn maze today.
Really? We did one of those yesterday.
They're kind of scary because I don't like not knowing where I am. So corn mazes kind of freaked me out a little bit, I learned today.
Well, see, we did
Luckily,
ours.
Luckily, it wasn't dark. Oh, my gosh. If it had been dark, I think I would have died. Yeah.
No. That's what I was going to say. We did ours during the day, and it wasn't as scary. But we said if we'd come back at night, we might still be in there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could have handled that very well. So, yeah, I would have been out.
Well, I mean, just a few settings here. I know that was hot there for everybody listening on Thursday. Sorry about that. So I got that squared away, I think. Again, new computer, new software. 100,000 glitches. All right. Also joining us, you haven't heard her for the last couple shows. She's been very busy, but we're glad to have her back. The co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be back. I miss everyone. But yeah, I was out of town for a little bit and then other stuff. My life is kooky. I mean, the listeners who have been with us for a long time remember that I had gone through another remodeling project when I was at my other house, and guess what I'm doing again? So anyways,
yay, more projects.
Thanks, Ricky.
No problem.
I need you to call me every day, like three or four times a day, and just say that. Yay.
Yay.
time project.
It's going to be okay. It's
going to
be okay. Trust me.
I need someone to sing Soft Kitty to me.
Don't worry. Like, soft 8 times a day. Kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
That's all that I need. Oh my gosh. So anyways, I'm in the home stretch here though, I think. So I'm being told.
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, because, you know, we do typically record the Wednesday and the Friday shows back to back many times. And the reason Pam wasn't there for the and you got lucky because you dodged all the emails that I got. I love all the emails, but boy, some people were like, come on, you guys were too negative, which I get. You gave lots of good reasons. But you missed that show, Pam, because, you know, right in the middle of the first show, the question show, you said, oh, my gosh, we have a plumbing problem. I got to roll. So.
We had just had in the guest bathroom, they had redone the shower that day. And Steve turned the water on and he heard dripping, which is never really a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign. No.
Oh, no.
No. So, not anyway, good.
Thankfully, it was easily solved. So
that's good.
All right.
It didn't require a plumber to come out.
Always helpful.
In the evening.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, no. Dennis says that Live365 closed the back door that he used to listen to the station for years. Sorry about that. I hate when they close the back door. Dang it. Oh, well. They finally caught on to you, Dennis. They know what's going on. Before we get going here and taking the calls again, 407-413-9395. We have a full board already, but get ready. I wanted to, a couple things. Jocelyn ran her first half marathon today and killed it on the pace.
Awesome.
So congratulations to Jocelyn. That was awesome. And, you know, everybody was out there today running, doing training runs, long ones, and I know it was freezing in parts of the country. Was it cold in Pittsburgh? Because I know it probably wasn't in Georgia.
Yes,
but
it was cold today. Yeah. So I don't know.
I won't say it was cold.
No, there was snow.
Here. Oh, we didn't have snow. It was fall-like here. I will say that. So.
Let's just say I got up at 6 a.m. to get in my, let's see, today was 17, and I had all my stuff laid out. I was ready to go, and I had to put on the tights. So I'm like, it's 34 degrees, and it's dark. I'm busting out the running tights. So cold. Not ready for that. It's better than hot, though, I guess. It wasn't as miserable. All right, let's get to our first call, and it looks like we're heading down to Springfield to Brian. Brian, how's it going tonight?
Top of the evening to you, folks.
How are things in the Ozarks?
Very fall-like, I might add.
Yes. Falling,
yeah,
see?
It's actually pretty pleasant out today. This weekend was the first weekend I felt like we were actually in the proper season. So, you know, we've had unseasonably warm temperatures and not so today.
It's kind of nice to bust out the hoodies. So what's going on?
Well, here, I'm not going to hang on as long as I normally do because I want everybody else to get a chance to chit-chat. First off, I wanted to say if Walt Disney were alive today, he would love the movie The Martian. Hmm. He was always kind of on the cutting edge of space travel and things of that nature. And I read the book, fell in love with the book, saw the movie, fell in love with the movie, and I'm just convinced that if Walt were alive today, he would have been the one that bought the rights to the movie and done it. So there's that. Secondly, would love to hear your thoughts on if you can only take one trip to Walt Disney World and you had a chance to do the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas, which one would you choose? And third, in spite of the fact that Guy Selger will roll his eyes when I say it will always be Downtown Disney and it will always be MGM to me. I thought I'd get that out there.
You rebel.
So... There you go. I will leave you all to it here, and I'll hang up. So, and I'll just go listen, making like 8 pounds of chicken wings. So that probably needs my attention anyway. But I'll listen in. Thanks, guys.
All right, Brian. Take care. Good talking to you.
All right.
So I think we're all. I think this is actually going to be a clean sweep. Again, there's Skype asking me about the call quality. I love when they do that in the middle of a group call. So we have. So we have the Halloween party, the Christmas party. I'm going Halloween party. Pam, what about you? Maybe it's because it's Halloween. I was just playing the music. But yeah, Halloween for me.
I know. Like, I'm really leaning towards Halloween party. But I will say, here's a really huge positive about the Very Merry Christmas Party. If you will not be visiting Walt Disney World, you know, very close to the holiday season, like Christmas week or whatnot, you really don't get to see the parade, the Christmas parade, unless you go to the party. And there's really something about that parade, the deer, everyone likes the reindeer, and the toy soldiers and all of that. So, oh man, this is always such a hard choice for me. And I think we've been asked this a few times, and I think I go back and forth on my answer. I don't know what I answered last time. I'm suspecting it's Halloween because we were right before the Halloween party, but I'm going to say Christmas party now. So,
wow.
There you go. Break it up. Because I said that you were going to do the other one.
Yeah, I like to be contrary. So.
Okay, so Ricky, yeah. I know you're Halloween all the time, right?
Yeah, Halloween. I still have yet to do the Christmas party. So I was going to do it last year, and then it sold out, so I didn't get to do it. Maybe this year, it'll depend on timing this year, but maybe I'll sneak it in. I don't know, but yeah, the Halloween party is definitely my favorite, hands down.
Well, how about, speaking of, Christmas party, how about how early the Christmas parade taping is this year? What's that, November 10th, I think? Something like
that? Yeah, it's crazy early this year. It's, hang on, I was just working on it. November 10th through the 13th. So that's super early this year. Not sure why, whether it's just that they want to avoid big crowds or whether it's going to take them a little longer to do some editing on it or what. I think, aren't they doing it in Disneyland a little bit later? I don't like more towards when they normally did it in Disney World. So maybe that's it.
Maybe
moved it
some
up.
Of the acts weren't available till later. I don't
could
know.
Could be. So that, wait, when is Neil Patrick Harris? Okay. Nope. Okay. I was wondering when he was coming down for Candlelight Processional.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was anything in combination there, but no, he's not coming for Candlelight until November 30th to December 3rd. So, nope. No Neil Patrick Harris. So, I don't know. I got nothing. The title this year is Disney Parks Unforgettable Christmas Celebration, which, thank goodness, it's not Frozen.
You know what it is, though? You know what, though? They're going to have Natalie and Nat King Cole sing Unforgettable, about seven times.
No, wrong.
Unforgettable.
No, you know what? When we were down for the AP, they actually shared with us their marketing campaign for 2016. Yes. And it was all about the Unforgettable and things like that, many things was Unforgettable happened there. And actually, I love the idea of this campaign. I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but there are so many unforgettable things that happen really in a park. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this all goes on. So I love the theme, and I hope it's a good one.
That's what you are. How many times have I heard that when I did back in the day when I used to DJ wedding receptions?
Every
wedding reception, that was the father-daughter dance. But anyway, that was my life DJing in the 90s. Let's get our next call. We have lots of them on the board. Hey, who's joining us and saving us here?
Hey, this is Holly calling from Canada.
Hey!
Hey, how are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, a few days late.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's very, very kind of you. Happy Columbus Day to you guys as well. We have a short trip coming up. First of all, we haven't been back to the world since 2013. We used to go, I guess I've been there a dozen times over the years, but 2 years ago we were lucky enough to get to Paris. And this past summer we were in Disneyland, so we're looking forward to get back to the world and check things out. So the question I have is, we're going to go, we have 3 days, the 8th, the 9th, and 10th of November. The 8th is a Sunday. We're going to go to the party, and we're thinking about going to Hollywood Studios. But the question I have is, what's the state of the park right now? How much are the walls everywhere? What's closed? Where can't I go? That sort of thing.
So you're going to the very first Christmas party of the year on Sunday night, the 8th, because that's the day a lot of us are leaving. It's a shame. I was hoping I get to say hi to you down there, but we'll be leaving that morning because we're coming home from the race weekend, and that's the first party. I was thinking it was the Thursday before, so you'll enjoy that. But Ricky, you want to give us kind of an update on the state of the studios early November? What's he going to see?
Yeah, so right now everything is fine, more or less. There are no real, big construction walls up yet. That probably won't start until sometime early next year because I heard that I think they were breaking ground in 2016 recently. So you're absolutely fine on that. You're not going to be impacted too much that way. There are a few attractions that are closed. So that will impact your vacation. But you're not going to see a park in complete construction mode just yet. So you're going to be just fine.
good, because I was thinking if it was, you know, half closed down or all kinds of walls everywhere, we might go to Animal Kingdom. But I think we'll definitely go over to the studios. Another little question for you, then I have a comment to make. We're going to get in on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, arriving at the Orlando Airport. We're going to stay at Pop Century for four nights. Does it make sense, considering how long it takes to get to the hotel and stuff, to head over to Downtown Disney? Will anything be open? Or
what time are you getting in again?
It's 7 p.m. at the airport, so, you know, a typical hour and check in. And does it make any sense to go over to Downtown Disney?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I think so, because it's going to be open till, you know, things stay open at Downtown Disney or Disney Springs until about midnight.
It depends. I think during the week, I think it does close at 11. But on the weekends, I think it stays open a little later. So most of the shops anyway. The restaurants mm-hmm. usually stay open later anyway, but the shops stay open until about 11. So
yeah, so I mean, I always feel like things are open there. I don't know. It always feels like things are happening there a little more than at my resort, at least in the evening.
True.
But it's also a great time to get in and do a late night swim and stuff like that, too. So lots of good things to do that first evening if you aren't going into a park.
A little story I have to tell you is in the summer of 2014, we were in Europe for 2 weeks, and we spent three nights at Disneyland Paris. And we happened to be there when they had the first soft opening for the Ratatouille area.
Awesome.
Oh, fun.
That's great.
So we got to do that ride, which I think is probably in my top three favorite of all Disney rides. Fantastic attraction. Yeah. If you ever get a chance to do it. And unlike most other parks where you come out of an attraction and go through a gift shop, you come out and you come through a restaurant.
Awesome.
Which they had soft opening for as well. So that the Remy's, Chef Remy's was a fantastic meal we had there, I must say.
Oh, very cool. I wish we would get more great meals at the Walt Disney World theme parks. I think that's something that Disneyland Paris, of course, recognizes, because there's a change, of course, you know, difference in culture there. But I think that they would do well here, too. So anyways, thanks for that. I think we all want to see it.
Definitely.
And Mike, you have to get out to Disneyland, Mike. Get in the car and go next summer. Just go.
Trust me, I'm working on it. That's all I can say, but I am working on it.
And strangely, what I loved out there, we spent 3 days in Disneyland, which was fantastic. We did a tour, all kinds of wonderful things. And the thing I really liked in California Adventure was the Grizzly River Run. I'm a huge fan of Cali, and this is like a longer Cali.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So it was my sleeper hit for the whole trip was the Grizzly River Run. Anyway, I'll let you guys go and get on to the rest of your callers.
All right. Well, all right,
great. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for checking in from Canada.
You.
Give us a call
Thank
next
you.
Month. Thanks for calling again. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Great to have another first-time caller, and especially from up in Canada, our friends to the north.
Oh, I'm so jealous of his trip to Paris. It's on the bucket list.
You know, it's Back to the Future week, and he's already been in the future and, you know, seeing the Ratatouille ride.
It is. Oh, Back to the Future.
But the Cubs cannot win the World Series. I don't care what anybody says. Go Mets. And I can't stand the Mets, but go Mets.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
What's going on, guys? It's Andrew Benfer.
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
Andrew, how are you?
Oh, I am doing great. Life is just so busy and changing fast right now. So
I noticed.
So I go to sign up for my first Run Disney race, and then we find out not long after that we're pregnant with our next child. So
yeah, congratulations. I didn't want
to.
I was letting you spill. You know, I wasn't going to bring it up until you did. So congratulations.
No, yeah, it's great. We were sitting in the doctor's office, and I couldn't remember how long we waited the first time when we announced the bell. But, you know, like the whole 14 weeks or 15 weeks or, you know, like the safety net, I'm doing air quotes right now, that most like women like to wait. And I started asking the nurse questions, and she was like, no, I mean, like, you'd have complications anytime. So I think it's better that people know, that's your call. And Pamela could see like the gears going in my head. I'm like, I got to figure out how we're going to announce this more creative than last year. You always one up, right? Like your first kid, you're kind of trial and error and guinea pigging, like what you do right and wrong. I was like, Pamela's like, all right, guys. I was like a little late to work. I had to go get the shoes and all the things they used to stage the announcement. So it was it's cool. So that's where we've been lately.
Yeah, here's my big question I have for you. I was going to ask you over Skype, but here's the thing though: is Belle going to be willing to divide up some camera time, because she really likes her camera time, and I don't know if she wants to share that.
I you know, it's funny you asked that, because somebody asked us that day when we announced it. They're like, you know, what has Belle said? And I'm like, we really haven't talked to her yet, because we weren't even sure we were going to be saying anything until that day. So that night we sat her down, like, hey, sweetheart, you know, how do you feel about being a big sister? And she sat quiet for a second and she said, no. And I was like, okay. and then my mom, we were on the phone with my mom, and she was like, hey, do you decide to be a big sister? And she was like, yes. I was like, all right, sweet. So, you know, mind of a 2-year-old. So I was like, you want to be a baby brother? She's like, no, baby sister. So we have, like, the last couple of days, just randomly that argument sparked up. We'll just be in, like, a store, and she'll be like, baby sister. I'm like, baby brother. And we just kind of keep going. So, like, we're both, my family is just rolling her eyes. Like, I guess I'm going down to the 2-year-old level.
Right, for both of you. Yeah.
It's been fun. So, I've got the Star Wars race and next year, and that's actually a month out from her due date. So she's really sad now because she's not going to be able to go down with me. So I'm trying to contract a couple of guy friends and maybe change it up to a guy's weekend. But because I'm not missing it. She didn't want me to miss it. She was like, you know, I know, because our anniversary is that same weekend. So I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. She's like, no, I turned 30 in January. So she was like, no, you need to go. You've been really, you know, excited about doing this. So I just need one guy to drive me back, because I feel like after that weekend, I'm just going to die.
Well, it's one of those things, though, you know, time's on your side, so you don't have to, like, don't stress about it yet. You know, you have time. Yeah. You know, it's April, yeah. So, yeah. And I drive with you, but it's, you know, that's not really on the way home to St. Louis. And I can't go.
No, no.
I'll be so far out of days by April, it won't even be funny. I'll be out of days by January if I still have a job then, because of all this running. It'll be a miracle.
That's funny. Well, you guys were talking recently about the things you miss, and I think the thing I'm missing most right now is just going down Main Street, having the music playing, and just dancing with Belle. That's really been kind of one of those earmark, memory moments for me, is just the dance parties and all those just the small things, you know, nothing complex, just those brief moments of just joy, just seeing her so excited. So
that's And that's what this is all about. I mean, really, it's about making memories with your loved ones, you know, friends, family. And I'll tell you what, that time hop app that you can put on your phone, which I'm sure you have, really, I mean, daily, it brings me a lot of joy, because I can go back now. Maybe I've had my phone for 6 years. It goes back about 6 years. And, you know, like over the last month or so, because we did so many races, like in September and October, we had the treehouse meet, we had the attention to detail scavenger hunt that one year. And I mean, all these pictures coming back. And I mean, it's so funny, because the folks in the chat room right now are the folks who were in the treehouse 6 years ago, a lot of them right now. So, it's so crazy to go back, and it makes me happy, and it makes me, you know, miss those memories. But knowing that we're going to make new ones, you know, makes me feel good. So, I like that kind of stuff.
Those pictures of the trips always seem to hit me when we're in a time that we're not able to go, though. So it's like, oh, like, we were there a year ago. We were there 2 years ago. But, yeah, we live all over that. Google Photos does a similar thing as well, where they'll make it in a collage. So I'm always living through those, you know, memories that we've made, which has been great. And, you know, I've seen some of ours pop up from, you know, some of the meets that we've seen you guys down there as well. So it's been... it's technology, man. It's great. It brings us together in ways and separates us in others. So
absolutely,
it's awesome.
I just text my wife when she's sitting next to me on the couch. But yeah, I guess it brings us together in a weird way.
In a weird way, yes.
And then you get an Apple Watch, and you're like me, who I was riding with my friend in the car going to lunch the other day, and I had my work phone, my personal iPhone, and then the watch, and I was like going back and forth, and he's like, dude, isn't that watch supposed to make your life easier, where like you're not on your phone as much? And I couldn't really respond, because it probably looked horrible.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, it's so bad that sometimes I have to FaceTime my wife in the same room, but then she always declines it. She says she's unavailable. I'm like, I know you're available. I can see you. Answer, because you're so busy with your work. Now, well, hey, tell Pamela and Belle we're thinking of them, and have a good, enjoy this time, man. I'm so proud of you guys.
Absolutely, guys. It's good talking to all you guys, and I'll see you soon.
All right, take care of that family. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Good night. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
See you. 407-413-9395. Let's keep the calls going. We've got a big, the board's full here, so let's get the next call. I believe it is over in the UK. We've had Canada. Now we're going across the pond. I believe it's Malcolm. Good morning, Malcolm.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe I hit the wrong button. It's probably operator error is what it is.
That's probably what it is.
You know what? Malcolm fell asleep while he was waiting on the line.
Probably.
Aww, yeah, call failed.
Yeah, it is very, very late. We're early.
Early. It's so late, it's early. All right, give us a call back, Malcolm, again, 407-413-9395. We are, yeah, Mike Bankhead said he just saw a picture of Paige that he thought was Mallory. That's kind of the cycle, because I saw a picture of Hannah and Paige sitting at the treehouse meet on the couch looking bored out of their minds.
Well, as per usual, yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's Mallory being, no, that's Paige and Hannah being bored out of their minds, because we're just waiting for the fire marshal to come and arrest us.
Yep.
Can you believe
how many people were there? Anne are both in college.
I know. That is crazy.
Yeah, Paige was home this weekend, so it's kind of fun. She's actually still here.
Anne was too.
Yeah, she's got to hit the road here pretty soon. I'd imagine. I hope. All righty. I think we have Malcolm on the line again. Hey, Malcolm, how you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Contact lenses out, pajamas on. I'm all ready for bed.
It's time to go to work here in a couple hours.
Oh, this has been a struggle tonight. I really struggled to keep awake tonight. I really have.
Oh.
How is everybody?
Fantastic. Great. And yourself?
I'm very well. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to calling or listening to the live show for a couple of months. I'm sort of too busy at work and getting to work early. So I had to miss out only hearing the recordings, really. But we're all fine. We're all getting ready for next Sunday to go to Disneyland Paris for 7 nights, which is really, really good. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
That is. We were just talking about Disneyland Paris with a caller from Canada. So tell me, because I don't know. You said you're going there for Halloween. So do they do anything like they do over here at World with the Halloween party, anything like that?
It seemed Halloween. It started on the 1st of November, but the actual party which we're going to, and I've booked the tickets for the 31st of October, which is obviously Halloween night, and that's a ticketed event. We're going to that, and we've obviously got some costumes for that as well, which would be good. But it's not like they hand out the candy and the sweets and things like that. It's a bit more not so good as obviously the Florida one. But no, we're really looking for it. First time we've been to it. But Disneyland Paris, since Walt Disney Company have actually taken over the park and own a lot more of it now, the park is so much better now. The quality is better. Everything's been painted and decorated, and they're getting ready for the 25th anniversary, but we've been really, really impressed every time we've been there recently. We came annual pass holders in August, the second time now, because it's ridiculous. I'll give you an example. A four-day ticket is £144, and an annual pass for an extra £4, you get an annual pass for £148 for an adult, and the children's are like £78, which is crazy.
It sounds like Six Flags here, which is like our local kind of, not competition to Disney, because they're definitely a tier or two below. But, you know, they tell you when you buy your one-day ticket, you for $15 more, you can come the whole year, you know. So, you know, it's like one of those things. Everybody ends up with an annual, it's called a season pass here because they close in the wintertime.
Well, it's just so handy for us because we've got a thing called Eurostar. I don't know if you heard of Eurostar. Pam may have heard of it. But you've got the Eurostar train. We're literally 20 minutes from the station. It's door-to-door, it's about 2.5 hours on the train on Eurostar, and it's really cheap. We can get a sort of return trip on the train. It's like £69. And we're lucky this time because we had some delays with the problems with the migrants coming through the tunnel, as you may have heard on the news. And we had a delay last time. We came back in August, and they've given us a free ticket on the way back to the premier class. So it's hardly cost us any money at all, to be honest with you.
Oh, good deal. Hey, turned a bad situation into a good one.
That's good. But hearing that the chap from Canada, that Ratatouille ride, wow, that they've got to put that sort of track ride out to the other place. It's the best ride I've ever been on. It's unbelievable when you go on. It's all this trackless ride, and you never, ever do the same journey twice. And you're going through the kitchens, and you go underneath all the units, and then at one time you're actually under the oven, and you can feel the heat coming down on you.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that's really neat.
You can see it on YouTube, but obviously it's not as good. Obviously, seeing it, obviously being there, but it's there's a bit of rather. I won't spoil it from people, but there's a bit at the beginning when you're actually in the mouse, just four in the mouse, and it looks like you're actually on top of the roof, and then suddenly you drop down because you're not going anywhere. It's just a screen. It's so clever. It's amazing, and the pictures for Ratatouille. I will try to post some pictures while I'm out there. The pictures for where Ratatouille is amazing. It is just so classical French, all the buildings. It's absolutely beautiful.
So I don't forget to ask you here before we cut you loose. What's your Twitter so people can follow your adventures here when you're over at Disneyland Paris?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to try to do a Periscope while I'm out. Yeah, my Twitter account is at Malcolm P. Jones. So it's MalColmP and then Jones. Yeah, if you obviously join on there, and I'll be doing some photographs from there and also doing some periscoping as well. But no, we're looking forward to Disneyland Paris. So, but that's a week's time. Casey, my 9-year-old, is very, very excited. Extremely excited about going.
I bet. Now, okay, last question. What are you guys going to dress up as?
We're not going over the top. There's some people, because the trouble is here, it's going to be very cold when we go out there next week. Well, then 2 weeks' time. So we've just taken some costumes, some hats, and some. We've got some LED lights for our fingers, and we've got some things to go around our necks. But there are a few people obviously going out there, going the full costume, but it's not like Florida weather. It's not going to be warm out there. So it should be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Captain EO always works in cold weather. I'm just saying, Captain EO is always a nice costume.
Yeah, and actually, Captain EO, the actual film, I know you've been Captain EO some into the conversation. The Captain EO has now stopped there in Disneyland Paris. That's finished completely. So, but it's amazing because, you know, I know Pam's been out there to Disneyland Paris, but it's just a different. You feel like you're in Florida because some of the buildings are just so identical. It's unbelievable, but it just gives. It's obviously they've just given sort of the European effect on the parts. But no, keep an eye on the photographs if you want to join along. Obviously. Follow me on Twitter and I'll show you some pictures. So
I will be following, and it's good to hear you checking in, and you know, hope to talk to you very again maybe in November and kind of give us a recap of how everything went. So safe travels and have a great time, Malcolm. Good talking to you.
Yeah, have a good evening, guys, and I'll speak to you next month.
All right.
Bye, Malcolm. Bye.
Take care, my friend. All righty. 407-413-9395. Boy, everybody's making us jealous tonight. Everybody's calling in. Guess what? We're doing the cool stuff over in Europe.
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy. All right. Next caller is on the line with us. Hey, who's joining us next?
George from Hawaii.
Man. George! You're back home.
I thought you just became a permanent tourist there. I was following on Twitter. I'm like, he is everywhere. I mean, everywhere the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's just been pretty epic. And now I'm actually going to that post-trip cold.
Craziness. So seriously, if people don't follow you on Twitter, I was watching. I mean, you were up in the East Coast. I believe you went to you did all the kind of the New York tourism stuff. You were in Fenway Park, and then you were at Disneyland. I mean, you guys were everywhere.
It was one of those things. I kind of was, you know, kind of when you see, what was it, the National Lampoon's European Vacation. My daughter's right about that age where I didn't want to like travel and she'd be like, you know, kind of having one of those situations. So I figure it's a good time. She's learning about a lot of American history, early American history in school. So I said, you know, I've been wanting to visit my family out east. So it was like, you know, it's time. And, you know, I just, you know, for about a year was planning on this big, big trip. So yeah, New York City for about a week and then Boston. And then after that, I stopped to visit my dad in California for a few days with stopping at Disneyland. So, amazing trip, absolutely exhausting. Not sure if I can ever kind of keep up that pace again, but, certainly one to remember.
Yeah, no kidding. That was totally like it. I mean, you talk about epic vacations. That was because you really, I was just as an educator and a dad. I love seeing that you did that with your daughter. That, you know, let's see what Boston's about. You know, because I've never been up there myself, and I'm just, you know, one of these days I'm getting up north to the Northeast because, you know, that's the cradle of our country, and I want to see that. But you know, kudos to you. Let me just tell you, I'd love to have more parents like you because you know, I YouTube videos work, but they don't work like being there.
Yeah, and it's an interesting feeling to be, like, you know, when we did the Freedom Trail, for example, in the old meeting house, it's like just to be sitting there knowing some of the conversations, the events that took place. Obviously, that was meeting house, you know, at that meeting house was the big debate and argument that, you know, I'm already kind of forgetting some of the stuff I learned, but I believe Samuel Adams, you know, kind of, you know, had a little phrase. He said, you know, there's nothing more that I could say that will, you know, be able to help. And that was the signal for, you know, the group of people to go out and go and throw the tea off the ship. And it was just, you know, it's just to kind of just sit in that history and just go, man, this is just unbelievable. It's, you know, it, it's pretty amazing. So there's a lot of a lot of things that I learned on this trip, and just it's certainly one for the books. And and one of the things I did that I never thought I'd be is the last Saturday, I've never been A, in a place where it was 106 degrees, and B, willingly outside to do it.
Oh man,
and it was Disneyland.
Yeah, I'd say it was hot. It was hot in Southern California last week. I saw that.
106 degrees. I could not believe it. And I was just, in fact, what was really sad is we got there, it was kind of early in the day, and we actually saw, it was packed over by New Orleans Square by Haunted Mansion. And there was already like a team of paramedics wheeling some poor lady out. And I'm thinking, I looked at my daughters and my wife. I'm like, okay, water.
Water.
Yes, hydration. Not,
don't play around. No.
This is, not funny. You know, of all the things that you say could ruin your trip, that's one of them. And that's not, we're going to definitely try and avoid that. So
it was such an anomaly, too. Just so weird. Ugh.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a very busy weekend, being that it was Columbus Day weekend. It was absolutely packed. So, but, you know, we got all the things that we wanted to do. We hit all the major, you know, the headline attractions, did the best we could with Fast Pass. And, you know, it was certainly fun. One thing that you guys, on the last listener question show, that someone brought up about the animals with the kennels.
Yes.
I saw them there.
Yes.
I did see them there at Disneyland. You would see them is at the exit of the ride. So, for example, in Star Tours, when you leave, you would see a kennel there. And usually at the exit, there's usually always a cast member. And so that kind of handles that, you know, you're trying to think about who would watch the service animal while the person was on the ride. And that's usually, it's the exit cast member who would be there for that.
Yeah, we probably got about 5 or 6 emails confirming that these people have actually used those kennels.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is neat. So, in fact, it was probably the first time I noticed it too. So, it must be a relatively new program. So, I found that quite interesting to hear that on the, you know, listen to the podcast and go, oh my god, I was just there and just saw it. So that was kind of cool. So
awesome. That's good to know. But,
yeah. Oh, and then for the person, I'm a couple of months late on this one, but the person coming to Aulani next month. Yeah, Christmas isn't a really big thing in Aulani. I mean, they do, but it's not really as extravagant as you would see like in Walt Disney World, based on some of the photos I've seen. I think they're just, it seems like they're slowly adding certain things each year, but it's really not a really big theming thing for the resort. And so I know that was one of the big questions that they had. And for everything else, I would say just get a car. You know, people come to Hawaii for the weather and the scenery, so get a car and get out there. That's about the best thing I can suggest, as far as a tip. So,
well, sounds good. Yeah, I got to get over there and check that. Mallory's actually asking because they show so many commercials of Aulani on the Disney Channel. Like, so I think they get the kids to try to guilt their parents into coming over. I think that's like Disney's new strategy because Mallory is begging to go there.
Yeah, well, and that's another reason I friended your wife on Facebook there, Mike, to try and get you to go to Disneyland.
All I can say is I'm working on it. So I promise you that I am trying to make progress.
Yeah, in fact, after this big trip, my daughter looks at me and she says, you know, for the next big trip, can we go to Disney World? So I guess that's something I should probably say. I'm going to be working on it. So
nice. Yeah, we got to meet up, man. We got to hang out down there.
Yeah, we'll do. All right, like I said, I just wanted to call in and, you caught up on a couple listener questions, stuff that I wanted to kind of, add my 2 cents in on and say hello to everybody. I know it's been a couple months and hopefully we'll, see each other on the Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Absolutely, George. Thanks for giving us a call and take care out there in Hawaii. Aloha, brother.
All right. Take care.
Aloha. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, George. Bye.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye. All right, Greg, man, this is like the geography lesson tonight. We're Canada, UK, Hawaii, 3 different countries. I'm just kidding.
what?
I'm just messing around. Yeah. Well, let me count the United
States. You're a teacher.
I know. I'm not a teacher right now. I'm not a teacher until tomorrow morning at 8:30. Anyway, we have our next caller on the line. We're rolling through them tonight. Who's joining us?
Hey, everybody. It's Jocelyn.
Hey.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So much love today. Just told my husband a little while ago. I said, I love my lizard.
That's awesome.
so much support and shout out and encouragement. And oh my gosh, everybody motivates each other so much. It's awesome. I love it.
There was a problem though. You went so fast, man. That's going to be hard to like your first one's supposed to be so slow that, you know, you like you PR next time. That's going to be almost about, I looked at your time. I was like, you got to be kidding me. You were flying.
I wasn't though. And I honestly was like one of the last people to cross that finish line.
Your time looked good. Yes. Trust me.
Yes. I mean, I'm fine with it. As long as I get it done, I don't mind at all. But whenever my phone died, and I mean, I was just getting to like a listener question show, and I just got, I was like, oh my, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to run without listening to you guys.
You should have called me. I'll just download right there, right into your phone. I just pulled, we have like 50,000 emails in the queue. You know, I could have just answered questions for, you know, how, what, are you mile 12? We'll get you to the finish line.
Yeah, it was great though. It was so fun, and oh my gosh, can't wait to do it with you guys in a couple weeks down in the world.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so ready. I mean, oh, I can't wait, dude, because those races are so much fun.
Oh, it's gonna be. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Now, are you guys gonna stay up all night after the after party and everything, and eat and drink till 4 a.m. or what?
I might.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine, because I know you're doing the 5K in the morning with the girls, and I'm doing it with my oldest daughter. So I'm like, we're going to have an early wake-up call. I feel like if I take a nap midday, I'm just going to wake up feeling worse for it. So that's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it is. And I think we're going to try to have a meetup in that afternoon, like early afternoon. We usually have one. I'm thinking maybe the Polynesia Contemporary, like we've done it in the past. So stay tuned. I know it's kind of last minute, but we'll have details on that. Just kind of, you know, just real casual. We just kind of meet either at the Contemporary or the Polynesian, just in the common area, and everybody gets together, get some pictures, have some fun. But yeah, awesome. I know that you were asking on the Facebook group about, you know, that's the 20-mile day for the marathon training. So I'm going to have to sneak in 4 miles somewhere in between. I think I'm going to do 4 miles before the 5K in the morning, and then do the 3 and then do the 13. I think that'll get me to 20. I get nervous if I even leave a mile out, because I'm like, that's going to be the mile that does me in January. I'm psycho. I know.
I know. Scott and I were talking about it. I know he was going to try and call in and ask what you're doing. I think I'm going to move mine up to the weekend before we go down, because I'm not going just for that weekend. We'll be down there for 10 days. So I don't want to do a 20-mile run, you know, somehow add on miles to those two races and then have a whole week ahead of me.
That's true. Yeah. I would do the same thing. I would. You could go around Pop Century like 13 times
and then go down and have that all be fun. So.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I love that 20 mile weekend is a race weekend, because that 20 mile run in St. Louis is brutal. But like doing it like in a 5K, a little 4 mile extra run, and then a half marathon, that's going to be a fun, you know, I won't even notice 20 miles there. And then for my 20, right. For my 26, I'm doing the Huntsville full marathon down in Rocket City. So with the Adam, so my 26 mile training run is actually a marathon. So I only have more big run that I can dread. Oh,
here we go.
Excuse me. Sorry, I couldn't hit the mute button. I was
that's
like,
oh, the first time
allergic to
that.
Those miles.
I'm telling you, man, this stuff makes you sick.
Hey, so I want to ask you guys, when the Friday show, you're talking about what you missed and stuff. Do you guys remember? I never know what they were called, or if it was even in a specific shop.
Beaver tails.
Beaver tails. The pictures that they used to take, like so many of my family pictures from our Walt Disney World trips, they're not in front of the castle. They're at the back. It was just props, but it was like the back of one of the trains, and it said Walt Disney World Railroad, and you all dressed up in like olden day clothing. Do you remember that?
The Silver Dollar City picture, Ricky. Or the Six Flags picture.
I don't remember that at Walt Disney World. No.
Yeah, that's what all our pictures are. And I mean, now, like, I miss it, but oh my gosh, can you imagine putting on like clothes that millions of other people have worn all day long now? Like, so gross. But,
oh, yeah.
Like, those were so cool. And then they had one, as technology kind of progressed, they had one, and I feel like it was over near Pirates. And that one we have were dressed as pirates, and it was kind of where it wasn't necessarily props and staging around us, but that's when they kind of started to put the characters in front of us. And I think we had like the Little Mermaid on the sand in front of us and stuff, but we still got like all decked out and like in costuming and everything. And no one ever knows what I'm talking about, but I have the pictures. They were real.
Well, no, because they do that here at our Six Flags and our Silver Dollar City down in the Ozarks. Man, it's like everybody in St. Louis has those pictures, like those old timey, like that. Remember, Ricky, it's like the Miss Kitties kind of thing in Six Flags.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember doing that at Walt Disney World.
Men have like a gun, you know?
Yeah. But I don't remember doing that at Walt Disney World. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I don't remember that.
That had to have been something on Main Street, I would guess. That seems like a Main Street thing.
It was definitely on Main Street for a while, and then, like I said, I think the Pirate Team one was over near Pirates. I can't remember where it would have been, but I'll have to dig some out and I'll post them on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or it could have been in Frontierland. That could be a Frontierland type thing,
true.
Too.
True.
That's true. I'll pull them out and see if it triggers anyone's memories.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All right, well, I'll let someone else call in. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for taking care of the bands again. Yes. Yeah, enjoy it. All right, enjoy it. Take it easy tomorrow. Take a day off.
Okay.
All right, see you later, Jocelyn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our newest lizard half marathoner, Jocelyn, right there. And good time to plug the bands, Bondi bands. Jocelyn's getting them ordered. Just drop by facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast, search down, and get your Bondi band. And that's awesome to wear when you're wearing other gear. You know, it starts getting cold. You can always put that on. Keeps the sweat out of your eyes. Uh-oh, we have a dangerous call to take next, Ricky.
Oh,
Do you, can you see the calls coming up?
No, but I have a feeling just when you said dangerous.
All righty. Our next caller is coming from, I believe, the 407. Hey, who's joining us?
I think he's not in the 407 right now.
See, I don't even know. What's up, Jay?
Wow. Ricky knows better than I do. I don't even know what area
I'm stalking you, Jay. It's okay.
You got me on Find Friends?
Yeah, actually, I do. Yeah.
I have all you guys. I know when you guys move around your house.
Well, how's everyone doing this fine Sunday evening?
Fantastic.
Great.
Yes.
How's flying planes?
Mike, you still planning on flying?
What's that?
Mike, you still planning on flying down pretty soon?
I don't know.
He's not decided yet.
Marathon weekend. I think that's the only way I can actually be there. So I don't know.
Well, there you go. Well, just so you know, just to make you feel better. Yesterday.
Oh God! No, don't tell me. Don't tell. No. I got to hang up on him because I'm just getting up the courage to possibly think about this. And here we go. He's going to set me back 10 years.
That's what I've been looking. What you've been posting, Jay. I don't want to ride with you. I'm just
going to say. Bad luck. I think tonight I had 3 separate engines blow up.
Oh,
We were at 41,000 feet, and we depressurized instantly, so we had to make an emergency descent.
Oh, my.
And we lost all the hydraulics on the airplane and had to land in San Francisco.
But what about the passengers? Did the passengers all make it, Jay?
they had plenty of drinks in back. They were fine.
Good.
They just all had to change their pants.
Right.
Like me on a regular flight, probably. If it was like no turbulence, a beautiful day, and that would still be me.
Oh, that's no fun.
I'm just saying.
Well, luckily I'm still learning how to fly this plane. I've got 2 more lessons.
That's probably smart.
Well, there's YouTube out there, too. If you feel like you get toward the end and you're not sure you know it, there's lots of good YouTube videos out there.
Oh, yeah, that's what the internet's for. It'll tell you anything
this
you need
to know. This is exactly what it was created for.
Yeah, let me Google what this button does and this little sticky thing here.
Right?
I don't know what this big red button does, though. Let's see what happens. Let's push it.
Oh, man.
Seems like a terrible idea. Why do we allow Jay to fly planes? I'm still not sure about this.
No, nobody else is dumb enough to do it.
No, that's probably true. Yeah.
Well, hopefully I see some or all of you guys down there in, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
17 days, but who's gone?
3 days or 3 weeks. 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
No, 2.5 weeks.
Yes. Let me check Days to Go WDW here. Sponsor.
Well, there you go.
Let me look. It is. Let me pop up my phone. Come on, thumb work. 17 days.
Very nice. Well, we might have an addition by then or not. We'll see.
That's right.
This is the home stretch. Home stretch.
Yes, you are. You're in the home stretch. Well, you're not, but Melissa is. So, yeah.
No, I am too.
Yeah.
Everyone says we're expecting a baby. Like, we're both pregnant. So that...
No, she's
yeah, that's
great.
First
she's...
of all, that's a lie. The weir thing. I mean, yeah, that's nice to say.
No, but... whatever. We're all collectively as a podcast family expecting this baby. I'm expecting it just as much as anybody. I'm excited.
There's only really one of us who has to do the hard stuff.
Well, I didn't say I was having it. I said I'm expecting. You know, I'm excited.
There's a difference,
to her. To her credit, Melissa's doing all the work, and she's doing a wonderful job.
There you go.
She's going to keep on working right up until the day
wow.
it comes. So.
Man.
That's crazy.
She's a trooper.
And I don't even want to work on a normal day. You know what? That's something's wrong with me.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Jay, we hope to catch you down there. So good luck, and let us know if you need anything in the next couple of weeks.
We'll you won't be pretty soon.
Enjoy your sleep,
that's
man.
Right.
You won't get any for the next 18 years, so get some sleep.
Nope.
It's time for someone else to have the gift, so that's good enough for me.
All right. Well, stay safe, Jay, and good talking to you. We'll see you soon, buddy.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All righty.
Bye, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Got the calls rolling, and good to hear from Pilot Jay there. Keeping people out of airplanes since.
Yeah, pretty much. Forever.
At least 2008. At least for me. All right, we have another friend in the on the line here, and I believe he's calling from the great state of Texas. I think it's Jimmy. How's it going, Jimmy?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Jimmy!
Doing well. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, very nice to speak with you guys. Hey, I wanted to tell you that Rhonda and I have eaten a beaver tail in Canada before. It was really good.
Yes! Somebody's actually eaten one! See, I told you they were real.
No, there were all kinds of pictures on Facebook. People were giving their beaver tail pictures. Those things looked delicious, and it looked different than I was expecting.
Oh, I missed this.
Yeah, it was one of the things we said it was like the second cousin of a cronut.
Yeah, it kind of is. It was very cinnamony.
So you say?
Yeah, but they were good.
They were so Jimmy. You guys enjoyed those. So what? They quit serving them. I think somebody put a Wikipedia page up like in the mid 2000s or something. I think is when they went away.
Yes, it was like right as it started getting in the Disney community. So it was like 2003, 2004. Yes.
Right. Yeah, a long time ago. But anyways, I knew you were talking about that, so I wanted to tell you we had one of those. Hey, and you were talking about things you miss. I wanted to put in my 2 cents because I missed it on Facebook. But I miss Jeremy Irons in Spaceship Earth.
Oh, me too.
Oh, good one.
And the down part instead of the computer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I don't, that used to be my favorite ride in all of Disney World. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, they kind of messed it up. I know some people like it now, and I still like it too, but it was to me a lot better before. But anyways, that's something that I miss.
I think a lot of people agree with you because on Magical Mouse Radio, we play the Jeremy Irons version just because that's the one I like the best anyway. So whenever it comes on, we always get lots of feedback saying, oh, I miss the Jeremy Irons version. So, you know, I think you're definitely in the majority there.
Well, when I hear that on your station, it just takes me back to our very first few trips that we went. And, you know, that was always something we always did. And, you know, whoever was with us, you know, we had friends or whatever, we always did that. And it just always reminded me of Disney World. So anyways, that's the one I miss. So.
All right. Hey, well, hey, tell Rhonda we said hello and good luck with the Chris. I'm sure you're putting together your Christmas concert here shortly. So good luck with all that big adventure.
Yeah, we're getting ready for that. So anyway, so thanks. Yeah. Enjoy the show. And Rhonda's here listening with me, so we'll listen to the rest of the show.
All right, you guys
Fantastic.
Take care. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
Bye.
All righty.
Bye.
And I look at that. I didn't even bring up the Astros because I know how painful that is. Oh, man, the Astros. That was, I can't do it. Jimmy will cry. I almost cried for him. That was just, they collapsed. I know I like the Royals, but, man, to lose that way. Anyway, next caller's on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Scott calling from Spartan Country over here.
Oh, man.
Hey, Scott.
I would not be alive if that would have been my team. I would still be in cardiac arrest from yesterday afternoon on that play. Unbelievable.
I'm just starting to recover right now. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you tweeted this afternoon, you know, and for people that don't follow football, Scott's team, the Spartans, Michigan State, is playing their big rival of Michigan at the Big House, like 108,000 people or something at their place. They're the underdogs, even though they're rated higher. Didn't have the lead the entire game till the last play. The Michigan punter fumbles the snap. He's getting ready to punt. Boom. Michigan State takes it in. Touchdown. Game over. Then the Lions win. They hadn't won all year. It was your birthday this week. And then I see, that you're checking in at a casino. I'm like, you are living right. I was like, you're going to win $1 million tonight. Put them in.
You know, I had to roll the dice on that. I mean, I got my 17 mile run in too, so like everything was going so great.
It was all perfect. Yeah.
I know. I mean, and the thing is, I came up a winner. I mean, it wasn't like $1 billion. Mike said it was like 115. But
hey,
you know,
that's
it's better
something.
Than losing.
There
you know,
that's right. That's awesome.
So I got some food and wine cash. For a couple weekends from now.
That's awesome.
That's what I call a good few days.
Yeah, I know. Yes. No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, I was mainly calling to brag about that awesome Spartan victory. Too bad you guys couldn't pull it against the dogs last night. I was pulling for you, though.
Don't bring it up, man. If we had a halfway decent offense, we're terrible.
I know. Like, you guys put up 6 points, and then I remember, like, the Connecticut game. Would you guys, like, like a safety and just one touchdown?
I know. Our quarterback did something stupid at school, so. Allegedly did something stupid at school, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Also, I want to let everybody know that Scott and Elizabeth are going to have a fascinating article coming out on the Mouse for Less blog, and it's coming out on Tuesday. So I was working on the schedule. So, Scott, your article's coming out on Tuesday.
Awesome.
So everybody needs to head over to the Mouse for Less and read about their thoughts about the Tables of Wonderland. So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which I personally think is still a good value, even with the price increases, as awesome as we go, but just a little tease.
That's a little tease. I was going to ask you for a little tease on your article, so, you know, you beat me to the punch.
Nice.
But can Michigan fans stomach your article? That's the thing.
Oh, my God. You know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I mean, I mean they're our big rival. I mean, I know they look down at us. You know, Ohio State's their big rival, but I still have respect for them, and I just can't imagine what they're going through right now. I work with a lot of Michigan people, so it's going to be fun tomorrow for me personally.
I'd dip myself in green paint tonight, man. I'd go into work like one of those green suits.
Oh, yeah, I got some good stuff planned for tomorrow.
I'm so bad. I have no love for our rivals. I mean, like when we used to have Nebraska and Kansas, I didn't care. You know, I would have just reveled in it. That's why I'm just a mean person.
I know. And now we have Nebraska. How does that work out?
They never win, so good luck.
I know. But Jocelyn had my main question for you, which was, what are you going to do with the 20-mile run? But I heard that answer earlier.
Now I'm going to try. We'll see. I mean, because I can get 4 miles in, you know, get up and just do a quick four at the hotel. We're staying at Wilderness Lodge, though, so I don't know, because it'd have to be way early. I don't know. Do they have treadmills at Wilderness Lodge? I know they have them at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
The health club. The health club is over at
The Villas. Is it open, though, with the refurbishments? Do you know off your hand?
I don't know, actually, for sure, whether it will be open or not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Disney has published whether that's going to stay open throughout or not.
I'll just do 762 laps around the lobby.
There you go. Run back and forth between Fort Wilderness 100 times. So.
Well, no way, man. That wildlife's out there before the sun comes up. Heck no, man. I want to be alive for the 5K.
Deer.
Yeah. I've seen videos of like mean deer up in Canada. They like kick your butt.
See, I'll have it easy. I will be at Pops. I'll have Hourglass Lake. You know, I can do 7 miles around that in the morning.
That's where I'd be, but I waited too long to book my hotel, and I could only get Wilderness Lodge. Oh, and I'm paying too much.
Yeah, it's hard to find something that weekend. It is tough.
Oh, it's near impossible.
Tough for the rest of the year. Actually, it's tough getting into next year.
I mean, there was nothing. I mean, like I joked, I called in, you know, a couple times after that, and I'm, you know, talking to the cast member for other stuff, and I said, by the way, I have a reservation for myself. You know, is there any availability anywhere other than Wilderness Lodge? She goes, yes, I found something. I was like, I don't have to spend all this money on Wilderness Lodge because we're not at the hotel that much during this weekend because it's a race weekend. She's like, we can get you a grand villa.
And you're like,
I was like, yeah, you're funny.
Yeah,
I was like, you're hilarious.
$2,000 a night.
Yeah, exactly. You're hilarious. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
That's so funny. Yeah, we're having to do the same for marathon weekends too. We're gonna have to do pop, you know, which I have no problem with. You know, I like pop.
That's a good hotel for a race weekend.
For these quick weekends.
Yes, I love the values on a race weekend. Actually, I mentioned that on the show the other day. I'm missing All Star Music. That's a great. I like the values for the busy weekends. Yeah, I'm wasting any money.
Yep. Perfect.
All right.
So,
well,
I don't know if you want to talk offline, but so Maya Grill is going to happen that weekend too, I'm hearing now.
Oh man, I got to go to Maya Grill. I haven't looked at it that far ahead, so we'll figure that out.
All right, yeah, we got to have some fajitas together.
Oh, absolutely. and the margarita flights. We got to figure out how to do that, man. That sucker
is
good.
Oh my
gosh, those margaritas. Oh, they're smooth.
Oh yeah, take us back to the dream right there. Doing shots and tequila.
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I didn't say all that. I said just the margarita flight. We don't have to go crazy. I don't have 5 days now. Come on now.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got to do running.
All right, well, I know it's almost time to wrap this up. So, Mike, I'm with you. Can't stand the Cubs. Long live the curse. So go Mets.
Yes, amen. That's right, brother. Get him a goat. All right. We'll talk to you later, Scott. See you in just a couple weeks.
Yep, see you guys soon.
All right, see you soon, buddy.
Bye, Scott.
Great last call. Oh, man, I'd be living. I mean, the guy, he had the perfect weekend. He had, the perfect last 4 days. Right. It was his birthday. His football team won, pulled it out the last second, wins money at the casino. What else did I say happened? Something, he ran his 17 miles.
Yeah, I know, right? Awesome.
Unbelievable. Well, and you know what? Dave is saying I don't have to worry about those 4 miles. And I respect it. Dave, because I know Dave's reverse psychology me here, because he's always on my toes on Fitbit. He's like, I'm going to tell him not to take those 4 miles. I'm going to pass him on Fitbit. Good try, Dave. Good try. No, just kidding. I love Dave. If Dave says something, it's gospel when it comes to running for me, because I really have no idea what I'm doing. It shows up on my calendar and, ding, got to go run. That's what it says. Well, that's a good show. That was quick, wasn't it, ladies?
It was.
All right, we'll be back together on, well, we're recording tomorrow, so we'll be, when's the November one? Let's look at the calendar.
That's true.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I know. Record the day.
Killing the illusion is what I'm doing. So the next live show will be on November 15th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central here on Magical Mouse Radio, but I wanted to let everybody know that we're having the Halloween special that we have every single year.
Oh, no.
I was kind of getting you warmed up tonight. I was finding all the tracks. So, if you want to have Boo to You, Hallowishes, what's that called? The Mix and Mingle. Was it the Villains Mix and Mingle? All that good stuff. So it's going to be all day and all night this year, because Halloween is on a Saturday. And I know a lot of people will be celebrating all day long.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and you know I got to put in some, Thriller and Monster Mash.
Witch Doctor, and the songs we heard before the live show today.
Yeah. That's it. So join us on Halloween all day, all night, magicalmouseradio.com. So, grab one of those Bluetooth speakers, put it in your windows. People come around trick-or-treating.
Totally.
And,
I totally do that too.
I do too.
I'm not joking. I grab my Bluetooth speaker, set it outside and play it. And it's awesome. So,
that's it. All right. Well, don't forget, tonight's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when you're headed to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sailing on the Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the amazing vacation planners over at the Magic for Less. They're going to get you the best financial deal possible and take care of all those things that you just don't have time to do. You can just sit back, listen to podcasts, and, schedule fast passes. That's fun. You can probably do that on your phone while you're supposed to be doing something at work, because I love doing that stuff. But, they're there to help you all the way through. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BRGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And don't forget, you can catch a show on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Smart Radio, both free apps for Android and iOS devices. Great way to take the show on the road. Also, one last call for iTunes reviews and ratings. We appreciate those so much. It pumps us up on the little ratings there. I don't know exactly how that works, but every time we get a good review, we jump up a mile. So if you wouldn't mind doing that this week, we'd really, really appreciate it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Let's get on with your Sunday night. Thanks again for carving out an hour for us here on a Sunday night.
Oh, boo.
I'll see if anybody caught it. Yeah, because that was my little Halloween pun. I was punny.
Did you get mine?
What was yours? Oh, boo. Ooh. Boo, yeah. I see. I'm very egocentric. I caught mine, but I didn't catch yours.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
I know, I'm a jerk. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to do this again in November. And safe travels to everybody headed down to Walt Disney World here in the next couple of weeks. We are going to look great. We're going to have so much fun running the 5K, the half marathon, and just hanging out in the parks. It's epic November this year, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So be ready for that. Safe travels to everybody. And for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night and an awesome week. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.